English for Economists, lessons for anyone who wants to learn the vocabulary to speak about the economy in English. Hello and welcome. My name is Alan Robert, and today is March 8, 2022. Our vocabulary today is related to the recent and sudden increase in the price of oil and gas. Now, if you are listening to this lesson on my podcast channel, please know that you can also find all of these lessons on video on my webpage, EnglishForEconomists.com. Okay, let's begin by introducing our key vocabulary. You will hear these words used later in a news summary, and I'll repeat them to you one last time at the end. Now, listen closely. Spike. To increase suddenly and sharply, to spike. You can also say a spike using it as a noun. Disrupt. To interrupt, to disrupt. As a noun, disruption. Ban. To prohibit. As a noun, a ban. Renewable energy. Now, renewable energy comes from natural sources or processes that are constantly being replenished. Renewable energy. Shield. To protect. You can also use this as a noun, a shield. Stockpile. To accumulate a large stock of goods or materials. Again, you can also turn this verb into a noun and say, a stockpile. So friends, the news that caught people's attention this week is the spike in the price of gas and oil caused by the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Prices moved up suddenly as buyers reacted to a potential ban on the sale of Russian fuel exports. There is also the additional worry that the war might somehow disrupt the global supply chain, causing gas and oil shortages. A potential drop in supply is of particular worry to energy-hungry Western Europe, which is still facing another month of cold winter weather. Now, another factor that led to the surge in price of oil and gas is that some companies are already avoiding the purchase of Russian gas because of the reputational risk of buying from a country that has violently invaded their neighbor. An example of this rejection came recently when it was reported that dock workers in England refused to unload a shipment of Russian gas. The current situation is forcing policymakers to think about their current dependence on oil and gas. In the midterm, it will likely reignite the debate regarding the adoption and use of renewable energy, as well as potentially a return to nuclear energy. As you will recall, Germany, a main buyer of Russian oil and gas, greatly reduced its consumption of nuclear-generated electricity after the nuclear accidents caused by the tsunami in Japan back in 2011. Now, surging energy prices might force them to rethink that decision. The sudden spike in the price of fuel will also provoke debate on whether or not countries should stockpile oil and gas in order to face future shortages. It's a good question, after all. Just how much energy reserve should a country stockpile in order to shield itself from sudden supply shortages? Okay, friends, did you understand the key vocabulary as it was used in the context of the news summary? Here are the words one last time. Spike. To sharply increase, to suddenly increase. Oil prices spiked on Monday. Disrupt, to interrupt, to cause a disruption. The war threatens to disrupt the supply of oil and gas. Ban, to prohibit. Countries may ban Russian gas and oil in order to support Ukraine. Renewables. Now that's energy created from sources which constantly replenish, like hydroelectricity or wind power. Shield, to protect. Access to alternative power sources can help shield an economy against a sudden surge or a sudden spike in oil prices. Stockpile, that's to accumulate a large stock of goods or materials. China has stockpiled a substantial reserve of oil and other strategic materials. Okay, friends, that's all for this week's lesson. Please follow this channel so we can stay in touch, and share this lesson with anybody you think would enjoy it. The world needs professionals who can communicate clearly and with confidence across borders in English. So keep up the good work, and until next time, this is Alan Robert. Goodbye.